Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. We must be mushrooms, because they keep us in the dark and they feed us nothing but crap. The dominant media, the government, needless to say, the politicians, they all lie to us, all the time, when it matters and when it doesn't, in big things and small. Take a small thing. The other day, all the websites and channels were vibrating to a version of the headline, "Driverless Uber Cars Debut in Pittsburgh." It was, to read the headlines in the first two-thirds of the articles, the dawning of the age of the driverless. That's the narrative right now, that a day after tomorrow, the highways will be gorged with cars driving themselves while happy commuters take drugs and watch movies or whatever. One early adopter to this dream switched on his Tesla autopilot, that is what Tesla calls it, and while speeding along a Florida highway, fired up a Harry Potter movie to watch while his car drove. He died for his gullibility. But back to Pittsburgh and the driverless Uber cars. In the final paragraphs of some of these stories, you learn that all the cars had Uber drivers sitting in the driver's seat. So when ABC News trumpeted that Pittsburghers were getting a taste of a driverless future, ABC was, you know, lying. All of them were lying. Pittsburghers were getting a taste of a driverless future, but with drivers, which is like getting a taste of steak by eating some liver. In big things, too, they lie to us. A week ago, for example, 60 days before the presidential election, the Census Bureau reported the largest increase in the median income of American families in half a century, plus a simultaneous drop in the poverty rate. Read the articles again, and you'll notice that these numbers apply to 2015 as compared to 2014, so that any buzz we would have felt from this historic increase in richness and reduction in poorishness, we should have felt a year ago and is long gone. You remember anything? Me neither. Of the 5.2% increase in the median income reported, the Census Bureau reports elsewhere that 3.8%, that's like 75%, is the result of a 2014 change in the questions asked in the surveys and in the calculations used to get the result. Much of the rest is attributable to lower gas prices. The government made a very big deal out of these genetically manipulated numbers and of the implication that the great recovery has finally taken effect for the little people, and happy days are here again. Repeat the chorus, repeat the chorus, repeat the chorus. About this and so many other things, they lied. Median household income, aside from a brief small uptick in 2015, declined in 2016, has been declining for 20 years, and is lower than it was before the Great Recovery began 7 years ago. In fact, it's lower than it was in 1997. They do the same thing with the unemployment rate, placing it at an official 5-point-something%, which is great, while refusing to account for the millions of able-bodied adults who are not in the workforce, but yet are not unemployed, and are neither students nor elderly. So we live in a world where, according to those whose job it is to inform us and instruct us, driverless cars have drivers. Ordinary people are earning more money while their standard of living declines, and people who can't get jobs are not unemployed. It's nice here in the dark, and after a while you get used to that funny smell.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to the Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.